Kenya has discovered cricket in a big way, as its national team has reached the semi-finals of the World Cup tournament in South Africa. At the Nairobi Sports House, business is brisk. A whole section of the shop floor has been set aside for official World Cup merchandise. The Kenyan team's shirts, shorts, caps and miniature cricket bats are selling fast. Marketing manager Badal Shah says many Kenyans have discovered cricket since their team started doing so well.
It has been very successful. We have had a very good response, especially after Kenya has performed very well in their matches in the Super 6 and prior to Super 6. It's created history, and definitely there is a lot of awareness of cricket right now in Kenya. People used to watch football, athletics, a couple of other games here and there, but now cricket has brought in a lot of enthusiasm.
Kenyan cricket fans are confident of their team's chances in Thursday's semi-final match against India. The Kenyan team has already surprised the world, performing much better than expected in the World Cup tournament. Cricket fan John Nyambuga believes still more surprises are in store for those who doubt Kenya's abilities.
They didn't expect we can reach that point. Once we are in that point, we have to give them that morale to win. And we are going to final after this same final of Thursday.
Mr. Nyambuga is a bartender in central Nairobi. Every time Kenya has played, his bar has been packed to capacity with noisy fans, enjoying a beer while they cheer on their home team. Mr. Nyambuga is preparing for another busy night on Thursday.
On Thursday, yeah. I know they are going to come, most of people, to watch the cricket. And I'm ready to them, because I know they give me business also, because of that cricket. So on Thursday, I'm going to be very busy.
Another person who'll be watching Thursday's match closely is Kenya Television Network sports reporter Robert Soy. He is coolly confident of a Kenyan victory.
No problem. If we stuck with our own, play our own game, I believe Kenya would really surprise. It would upset India in the semi-finals, which we could get to the finals. No big deal about it.
Mr. Soy believes the success the world is now witnessing is not a fluke, as some people say, but the payoff for a lot of hard work by the Kenyan cricket team.
What guys did not notice is that Kenya has improved in the recent past. They've trained, they've gone through tour matches, they've gotten the necessary exposure, and I believe through all those other matches they've played, they've acquired good experience to actually take the World Cup. Why not?
One Kenyan has had a particularly close look at the team's success at the World Cup. The secretary of the Kenya Cricket Umpires and Scorers Association, Rocky Damalo, is just back from umpiring at the tournament in South Africa. He says Kenya's prospects for reaching the finals rest on who wins the flip of the coin that starts Thursday's semi-final match.
Kenya's chances are very bright. It all depends upon the toss. If Kenya wins the toss and bats first and posts about 225 to 260 runs, then with Kenyan bowlers who are in great form, can really turn the match for us, because the other half of the innings will be played on the floodlights, and experience shows that Indian batsmen are not that good playing on floodlights.
That reasoned analysis will be comforting to some Kenyan cricket fans, like Badal Shah at the Nairobi Sports House, who's hoping the Kenya team will write a bit of history on Thursday.
We are going to give India a tough time, definitely. That is needless to say. We do hope Kenya is going to win. I want Kenya to win and create a different kind of a history altogether in ICC records.
The Kenyan team has already rewritten some statistics of the International Cricket Council, defeating higher-ranked teams from Bangladesh, Zimbabwe and Sri Lanka. Now, the Indian team awaits, and it only gets harder after that. Whoever wins Thursday will have to face defending champions Australia in Sunday's World Cup final. Katie Salmon for VOA News.